Here you go. Okay, don't lose this.
Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, I just noticed a transaction on my card for $56.95, and I did not authorize it.
Okay.
And I'm looking back to other transactions, and somebody keeps charging something to my card from your company. And I did not authorize these charges. I don't even know what you are or what you sell.
Okay, I can look that information up for you. What's your zip code and your name?
Renee Martin. My zip code is 97209. I want these charges reversed.
Do what you want.
Okay, it's not coming up under your zip code. What's your phone number?
9-503-737-5062.
I'd be nice to her.
Okay, ma'am, how do you spell your first name?
R-E-N-E-D.
And your last name?
M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay, ma'am, and was that charge done on today?
Yeah, it was just done.
Okay.
I don't even have my clock.
Okay, yes. Well, it's not pulling that information up because sometimes there's a delay in the system, like when it's just, you know, just charged on your...
Well, there are other charges from this company as well.
Okay.
From earlier.
Could it be under a different zip code? Because I'm not getting anything to come up.
No, it's not under another zip code. That's my zip code.
Okay. Well, do you have the last four numbers of that card?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, ma'am, you may have to call back or you may have to contact your bank on those charges.
Is there somebody else I can speak to here? I want their money back now.
I mean, we all follow the same protocol, ma'am, but I can't get an account to come up for you.
Well, there's a charge on the 20...
Find out your fucking number, Jesus Christ.
Help me out.
Me?
I'm looking at the number right
you're
now.
You're the rude one.
4781. That's my account number. Hold on. 0761 is the last four numbers of my card. Are you still there?
I am. You said 0761?
Yeah.
She can help you.
Okay. Oh, just a moment, please.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not her fault that your zip code doesn't match the thing. It's not her fault that you don't know the last four digits of your thing. So. Me?
I'm mad.
Well, you should be. I understand that. But don't be rude to her. She's the one who can help you. She doesn't have to. You can play dumb.
Okay, ma'am, I think I have that account. Can you verify an email address?
An email address? I've never ordered anything from your company.
Okay, ma'am. Do you have an email?
I do have an email address.
Okay, well, can you verify it?
ReneeLynetteMartin@att.net.
She wants to come through with that so she knows. That's not fair, bitch.
Okay. And do you know, hold just a moment, please.
Okay.
That's for your benefit, not hers.
Okay, ma'am, I was able to pull an account up, but I'm trying to verify the information to see if it's fraud or not. So can you verify your mailing address?
815 Northwest NATO Parkway.
Okay. Yes, that's the account I have, but it's showing under the name, it's saying David White. Are you familiar with that? You said what now?
What do you guys sell?
We're a third-party call center. We just assist with multiple companies. But it looks like this charge
Go ahead.
It looks like this charge, it was for like a contest entry, for a chance to win a contest to win a tablet.
So they charge $58 for an entry?
Right. Once you pay that shipping and handling charge and, you know, for the entry fee, you're also enrolling into a Factory Direct Savings Club. So every month you are charged.
How would you know?
I did not authorize these charges.
Okay.
How do I get my money back?
Okay. Hold just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, we can go ahead and cancel this account out. Since it is a valid charge, we can offer you a 35% refund.
A 35%? I want all of it back. This is ridiculous. I did not authorize the charge.
Okay, as a courtesy, ma'am, I can go ahead and offer you a 50% refund on that charge since that information was not noticed.
I want all of it back. I did not authorize these charges.
Okay, ma'am. Well, the 50%, that's the most I'm able to do for you. And cancel that account out.
For just that, not everyone. For just that.
Go ahead and give me the 50% back, and I will be going back to my bank and have them get the rest of the money.
That's what they do. She was less than I thought.
Okay, hold just a moment. And would you like that cancellation number, ma'am?
Yeah. You got a pen in your fucking hand.
Okay, it's C as in cancel, 259-111-910.
Okay.
And as a courtesy, my supervisor is giving me permission to go ahead and refund that full amount, ma'am. So you should
Thank
see
you.
That credit back on your statement. No problem. Thank you for calling customer support.
Thanks.
Have a great night.
Oh, man, you got lucky, and she's turning around that manager going, whooping her manager shit right now.